When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
He's a Stanley Cup champion, an all-star, and one of the key players leading the charge for the Golden Knights. And he's also hitting the diamond this weekend for Battle for Vegas, Jack Eichel. Welcome!
I don't know how great my softball is going to be this weekend, but it's definitely an exciting event, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're so excited, Jack. Back for Battle for Vegas, the charity softball game. We had so much fun last year. Have you been practicing? Are you ready to go? I thought you did really well last year.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think you're being a little generous, but yeah, I think my main goal for it is not to drop any fly balls. And I like to try and hit a home run. I didn't get one last year, so maybe I should get in the batting cage a little bit before Saturday. I haven't practiced since last year, but that's kind of how I do it. I just roll in, and hopefully some good athleticism takes over.
Well, I know you're deserving some nice time off right now, enjoying yourself. You're ready to come back for this. I have to ask you, though, because last year when we talked at Battle for Vegas, you had just come back. I think it was from Italy, and they had lost your luggage. Did you ever get your luggage back?
Yeah, no, I got the luggage. It showed up a few weeks after. But, yeah, you never know traveling overseas and when you're connecting flights and going to different airports, what will happen. But yeah, luckily my luggage is found.
So I have to ask you, there's this photo going around, the 2015 NHL draft. You, Marner, Hanifin, same suits, same stage, same dream. Did you ever actually think you would all end up playing together in Vegas of all places?
No, I mean, I think at that time in 2015, I mean, nobody had any idea that Vegas was even going to become a team, right? So I think when you're 18, you're just full of energy and looking forward to the draft and hoping that your dreams come true. And looking back at that photo 10 years later, it's really funny. Obviously, tied at the hip with those guys since the draft, and have had different career paths, the three of us, and now having come together in Vegas and being teammates on an expansion team that didn't exist when we were, when we got drafted and took that photo, it's an unbelievable situation. Obviously, we're so lucky to have Mitch. We're so lucky to have Noah. And, I feel so fortunate to be a part of this organization and the city.
We love having you a part of it. You've really brought something special to this team, just the way you really incorporate yourself in Las Vegas. What does this city mean to you? Does it feel like home now? I know, contracts are coming up and Las Vegas loves you. Where's your head at right now?
Vegas does feel like home for me. I think now, having spent the last 4 years there and just built relationships, this is outside of the rink, because I think those relationships just happen organically, and we're so lucky. We have such a great group of guys in the locker room and amazing staff that work in the organization and people that make it a great place to come every day. But it is home. It's home for me and my fiance now, and we really love it. Vegas is such a great community. The people are what make it so special. They're so heartwarming and friendly and kind and welcoming. I think when I got traded there, I didn't know what to expect, but I could truly say I couldn't be happier that I ended up in a place like that. And yeah, at this point, it truly does feel like home, and I really love it.
That makes us so happy for the future of you here in Las Vegas and Battle for Vegas this weekend. It's getting bigger every year. Talk to us. You guys, you're heading up the Vegas Golden Knights team. You're facing off against the Raiders. What are your advantages in this matchup, and what are your disadvantages here?
I mean, advantages and disadvantages, I don't know if there's many. Last year, we had quite a few runs. I think we ended up scoring around 30, but you know what? It's just an incredible event. It's an incredible event for the community. And to be a part of it, you know, to help raise money for various causes that, you know, are near and dear to the people that are putting the event on its heart. It's amazing. I feel really fortunate to be able to captain the Knights team, and you know, it wouldn't be possible without the Raiders. Tons of credit to them. I know the training camp is right around the corner and they have a lot going on. So for them to be able to come out and help make this event possible, it's huge. And then obviously James Nevern at the agency, the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation. And, you know, there's so many people and there's so many things that go into putting an event on. That's so much credit to them. And obviously I know for the people who are involved in it playing, you know, we really enjoy it. And, you know, we're raising money for a lot of great causes and, you know, having fun doing it.
It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait to host again this year, Jack. I always look forward to this event. And I look forward to hearing you chirp a little at those Raiders. I hear you guys trash talking them from the bench.
Yeah, well, it's been a couple of years. Ever since I started playing, I think, I'm trying to think of the year. I think I started in 2022, so this will be my fourth year playing, but I haven't lost yet. I'm undefeated in this game, so I'm trying to keep that going this year, and you know, we'll see what we can do.
Love it. Well, it's going to be a great time. You can still get your tickets. It's happening Saturday night, Battle for Vegas. Jack Eichel, thank you so much for joining the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me, and looking forward to Saturday, and looking forward to seeing everyone at Las Vegas Ballpark.
We'll see you then. Talk to you later. Thank you, Jack.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.